In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. How we named this ministry. And I'm going to repeat it if you know it. It's this wonderful miracle story about how we named this ministry. I was really thinking about Andrew, the brother of Peter. And he led people to Jesus. He led Peter to Jesus. He led the Greeks to Jesus. And he led that little boy with his lunch to Jesus, and God multiplied it. And so I didn't know what to call the radio ministry. And the Andrew Hour, that just didn't fit. It didn't fit. But I just knew that it had to do with Andrew. Well, we went to buy our electronic commitment, our tape recorders, and my friend owned this electrical experience, and I bought all my stuff from him. And he said, "What are you going to call the broadcast?" I said, "I have no idea." He said, "Last night you were at St. Joe's in Quincy, and you preached the word of God from the Bible, in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient." I said, "That's what it's going to be called, in season and out of season." And guess who was the man that was talking to me? His name, Andrew. I knew it had to do with Andrew, but not the way I thought. God knows how to do things. Do you know that today? That God knows how to do things. From the 14th chapter of St. John, "I will not leave you orphaned." So many people have an orphan spirit. Poor me. I'm so insecure. Well, you know, they used to call me Timid Tom, but no more. No more. I want to speak out the word of God, because he says, "I will not leave you orphaned." He dwells within our hearts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dwelling within your heart this morning or this afternoon. Oh, yes, how we need to know that we are not orphans, and we do not need to have an orphan spirit. I'm looking at the 15th chapter of St. John. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower." The true vine is Jesus Christ. The vine grower is the Father. He is the true vine. "He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit." God is looking for fruit. People. Bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. "Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit." I tell you, it hurts when he prunes us, but his cause is to make us bear more fruit. Eleanor McCullen has a beautiful azalea plant. It should have died a long time ago, but it didn't die. It big, with beautiful flowers. Maybe it needs to be cut back so that it will produce more flowers. Oh, yes, that's what Jesus says, to make it bear more fruit. "You are already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you." Cleansed by the word of God. "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I have spoken this word to you. Abide in me as I abide in you." Do you know what abide means? Stay in. Be plugged into the vine. You're a branch. Be plugged into the vine, and you will produce fruit. Fruit that will last. abide in me and I in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Do you know that today? The only way to produce fruit is to abide in the vine. You're a branch. I'm a branch. Abide in the vine. How do we abide in the vine? We pray. We pray. We pray that we would do God's will, not our will, but God's will. We pray. We pray. We pray. We get before the Blessed Sacrament and say, you know, I want to abide in you, Lord Jesus. I want to abide in you. I want to be filled with your Spirit. I want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. I want to abide in you, Lord Jesus. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. Do you know that today? You're a branch on the vine. Only if you are abiding in the vine. Only if you are stuck to the vine. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. God is interested not in the leaves of the grapevine, but the fruit of the grapevine, grapes. God is interested in grapes. He's interested that you would draw people to Jesus and Jesus to people. That's fruit. That's fruit. I remember getting that song a long time ago. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. The tree of life by the river of God bears abundantly. Why? Because that tree is watered from the flow of the sanctuary. Are you watered from the flow of the sanctuary? Are you producing fruit today? Do you want to produce fruit today? Abide in Jesus. Make sure you're praying. Give him your life. Oh, yes. Not only my thoughts, but my life. I have to give Jesus my life. Every day I give you my life, and we give him permission over the day. Lord Jesus, I give you permission over my life today. Permission to do whatever you want to do in my life. Permission. Have you given Jesus permission to do what he wants to do in your life? Apart from me, you can do nothing. I tell you, that's real. Apart from the vine, the branch can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. I am not called to be apart from Jesus. I am called to abide in Jesus, abide in the vine. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. Sounds like hell to me. Abide in the Lord. Abide in Jesus. You don't want to be thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it will be done for you. Do the words of the gospel abide in you? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's one thing. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Are you have the word of God in your heart so that you can proclaim it to yourself? Last week, I forgot to put the blue box on, and I preached the whole sermon to myself and someone who called me on the radio. Yes. How I needed to hear that preached to myself. You did not hear it because the blue box was not on. Today, the last day of June, the blue box is on today. And so you hear the word of God today. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Sin is nothing, as a matter of fact. Sin is nothing. I want you to know that apart from Jesus, you can do absolutely no good. Have you known that? Do you know that? Are you apart from Him? Well, if you're apart from Him, you can go to confession and confess your sins and turn over your life to Jesus if you're apart from Him. If you're apart from Him, you're not bearing fruit. And you're not bearing fruit that will last if you're apart from Him. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. God is glorified by us bearing much fruit and so become the disciples of Jesus. God is glorified in bearing much fruit in you and in me. And it only happens if we abide in the vine. God wants us to bear much fruit and so be called my disciple. Jesus said on the last chapter of Matthew, "Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And I want you to know we've done a very good job of baptizing, but we've not done a very good job of making disciples. We are called to make disciples and to baptize. Yes, to make disciples and to baptize. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Just think about that. As God the Father loves Jesus Christ, so God the Father loves you. You see, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's God's Word. As the Father has loved Jesus, so He loves you. You can meditate on that for the rest of your life. That I am loved by the Heavenly Father the way Jesus is loved by the Heavenly Father. But notice that Jesus surrendered His whole life to the Heavenly Father and took on the death of a criminal, and he had not sinned, he had not done anything wrong. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. What commandments? That we love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole being, and we love our neighbor as Jesus loves us. That's even unto death. Oh yes, it's not only loving our neighbor, it's loving our neighbor the way Jesus loves us, even unto death. I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you. This is on the night before He died. He says, I want you to have joy. My joy is in you. Do you have joy today? We have the joy movement at St. John the Baptist. Joy, Jesus, J. O, others, Y, yourself. That's where Jesus has joy come through. When we think of Him first, and we pray to Him first, and we abide in Him first, and then other people that we minister to them and love them, and then who's last? Me. But as I am abiding in the vine, I am receiving the presence of God. The presence of God. You know that in the Old Testament, that the worst thing that could have happened to the Israelites was if they lost the presence of God. And so often they would worship false gods like Asherah and Baal. You know why? They were the fertility gods. And then they would go to the temple prostitute so that their fields would be plentiful. They're not going to abide in the vine. They're abiding in the devil. Oh, yes. Who are you abiding in today? Who are you abiding in today? I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you. And your joy may be complete. How I need the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 If you want joy, you must pray for it. If you want joy, you must pray for it. If you want joy, you must pray for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Is the joy of your Lord the strength that you have? I tell you, he wants to give you joy. He says, my joy I give you. On the night before he died, he had joy. He had joy. He says, I have longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Oh, how I have longed to give you joy. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. How has God loved us? How has Christ loved us? Even unto death. We are called to love even unto death. You say, I can't do that. No, without the Holy Spirit, you can't do that. But with the Holy Spirit, you can do that. You can love. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Oh, yes. Don't hate them, but love them. You say, but they did me harm. That's right. We did Jesus harm, too. We put him on the cross. And what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, yes, Jesus died on the cross because we put him there by our sins. And what does he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's exactly what Jesus does. He lays down his life for you and for me. He lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you to. Are you a friend of Jesus? Are you loving the way Jesus loved? Are you a friend of Jesus? I tell you, he is my friend. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is everything to me. What about you? What is Jesus to you? You say, well, I take his name in vain. Don't do it anymore. Ask the Lord to purify your lips like he purified the lips of Isaiah, that you would not take his name in vain anymore. Oh, I hate to hear the name of Jesus taken in vain. I hate to hear the name of Jesus taken in vain. It is the saddest thing that I hear. There's nothing sadder than taking the name of our Lord in vain. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. What does he call us if he doesn't call us servants? He calls us friends. I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from the Father. Remember, I've told you that Jesus only preached according to what the Father told him to preach. He preached by revelation. He healed by revelation. He delivered by revelation. Whatever the Father was doing, Jesus was able to do. He could not do anything on his own. He needed the Father's experience. I give you joy today. I give you joy today. Listen to this. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Do you know that? He chose you. You are not a mistake. You say, well, my mother said I was a mistake. I don't care what your mother said. You are not a mistake. You are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for you. He wants you to be filled with joy. He wants you to know that you're not an orphan, that you belong to him and he belongs to you, that you are in him and he is in you. Do you know that today? That you are loved with an everlasting love, that you are not called to have an orphan spirit, that you are called to be connected to the vine and so produce much fruit. And I appointed you to bear fruit, your fruit would last. Oh, yes, I have borne fruit by the grace of the living God. I have borne fruit. I think of Eleanor. She is one of the fruits I've borne by the grace of the living God. I think of Father Matt. He is one of the fruits that I produce by the love of God. Why? Because the anointing was there. I received that anointing to touch people. Tamaru, one of the fruits. Danny, one of the fruits. You say, how do you know these things? Because by my ministry to Jesus Christ, they became better than me. Hallelujah. 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 It will be, you would go bear fruit, and your fruit would last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. What do you ask in the name of Jesus? What do you ask in the name of Jesus? I need everything from Jesus. I need my hope. I need grace. I need love. I need faith. I need hope. I need everything from the love of Jesus. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. Love one another how? As he loved us, even unto death. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. Yes, it hated Jesus. The world put Jesus on a cross, yet God used that cross to bring salvation to you and to me. Oh yes, we are saved by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I tell you, if the world hates you, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. It hated him first. I told you there are 900,000 Christians who died for the Lord Jesus Christ in the last 10 years. 900,000. It makes the early church martyrdom look like Mary Poppins. Oh yes, they gave their life for Jesus. But now 900,000 in the last 10 years gave their lives to Jesus. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Let me tell you, I do not belong to the world. I am in the world, but not of the world. The world is my pulpit to preach the gospel of Jesus. It is my pulpit. The only good thing about the world, it gives me opportunity to preach the love of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the forgiveness of Jesus. Oh yes, the Lord says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And I chose you to do what? To go out and to bear much fruit, and your fruit would last. How we need to have our fruit lasting. I thank God for bearing fruit. I want to bear it 12 times a year. I want to bear fruit 12 times a year. I want to bear fruit 12 times a year. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It is my will, says the Lord, that I give you my joy. For I had joy on the night before I died. I had joy, and I want my disciples to be filled with joy. Oh, yes, every joy that comes from the heart of Jesus. Let's praise the Lord for the next 30 seconds. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord, that you called us before we called, before we accepted you. Thank you that we were in our mother's womb and you called us from our mother's womb. And even before then, you called us before our mother's womb. Oh, yes, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.